I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is again blaming former President Barack Obama for mishandling Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. It's been a common complaint from Trump, who has downplayed the extent of Russian interference. Martin Segrist has more.
In December 2016, Obama issued sanctions against 9 Russian individuals and entities for election meddling and harassing U.S. diplomats in Moscow. Obama also ordered 35 Russian government officials in Washington and San Francisco to leave the country. Monday, the Kremlin denied involvement in election meddling. Last week, U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller charged 13 Russian nationals and 3 Russian entities with conducting an illegal information warfare campaign to disrupt the election to benefit Trump. Martin Segrist, VOA News.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said he would not allow smash-and-grab interventions when undertaking land exploration, exportation, without compensation.
We will handle this matter in the same way that we have always handled all difficult issues in our country. We will handle it with responsibility.
Ramaphosa reiterated that expropriation of land without compensation would be done in a way that improves food security and agricultural output. Turkey's state-run news agency says pro-Syrian government forces have turned back 10 kilometers from Afrin City following shelling by the Turkish military. Anadolu agency said the Turkish artillery fired warning strikes, forcing the militia group to turn back. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website 24 hours a day or download our mobile app to get the stories delivered to you. This is VOA News. Pro-government forces bombarded Syria's eastern Ghouta on Tuesday, killing at least 49 people after the heaviest one-day death toll there in 3 years Monday. Emily Werther has more.
The UN is calling for an immediate ceasefire, saying the situation is spiraling out of control. The body's Children's Fund issued a blank statement, saying it had run out of words, expressing outrage at the number of Syrian children losing their lives. Syrian state media reported mortars fired by rebels in eastern Ghouta landed in Damascus. A former al-Qaeda affiliate has a small presence there, and other insurgent groups in that area say the government and Russia are using the jihadist presence as justification to continue their bombardment.
That was reporter Emily Werther. UN rights experts urged Cambodia Tuesday to reconsider new constitutional amendments. Jeff Custer has that story.
Cambodia's parliament last week adopted a law that forbids insulting the monarchy, along with other amendments to the constitution on the rights of voters. The UN experts added that the proposed amendments use broad terminology and would need more precise language to meet international standards. The UN criticism is unlikely to carry any weight, as long-serving Prime Minister Hun Sen has been a long-term critic of the organization, especially over its criticism of his government and its rights record. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
British charity executives face questions from members of parliament following the eruption of a scandal over claims of sexual misconduct by Oxfam aid workers in the aftermath of the Haiti earthquake. Oxfam UK Mark Goldrings apologized for recent comments he made in the Guardian newspaper, where he hit back against what he termed ferocious criticism of the charity.
I was thinking about amazing work I'd seen Oxfam do across the world, most recently for refugees coming from Myanmar. I should not have said those things.
Winnie Byamia, the executive director of Oxfam International, said it was unacceptable that hideous men had joined the charity and abused the trust of its supporters. On Tuesday, thousands of people in Zimbabwe gathered for the burial of opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, whose death from cancer exacerbated divisions within a movement preparing for elections this year. Russia's Olympic Committee has confirmed that a Russian athlete at the Pyeongchang Winter Games has tested positive for the banned substance meldonium. Following a second test, the Russian delegation said, "We express our sincere regret over the fact of the incident." Meldonium is a drug designed for people with heart problems, and some believe it can help athletes increase stamina. It was banned in sports in 2016. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. The best music.